Welcome to Zichu Dav Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim Dav Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yudah said, Habodek Sarach Sheyavarach. When doing the search for chametz, one must recite a bracha. Rashi adds, the Gemara later says the bracha must be recited before the search. The Gemara brings the machlokes about what the proper words of the bracha should be. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava that one should say Levayer Chametz, and Rav Papa said in the name of Rava that one should say Albir Chametz. The Gemara clarifies that according to both of them, since the bracha is said before the bedika, the word levayer would be the correct word to use, being that it means to destroy in a future tense. They argue only in regards to the words albiur. Rav Papi holds that it means to destroy in the past tense, and therefore these words cannot be used in the bracha. And Rav Papa holds that albiur also means to destroy in the future tense, and therefore it may be used in the bracha recited before doing the search. The Gemara goes on to discuss how this argument between Rav Papi and Rav Papa about the wording of al would apply to other mitzvahs. Point number two, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach alehen over l'siyasan. We recite the bracha for all mitzvahs before we do them. The Gemara discusses how we know that the words over l'siyasan means beforehand. In the Beis Midrash of Rav, they said that there are two exceptions to this rule. One does not recite a bracha before it goes into a mikvah, and also one does not recite a bracha before the mitzvah blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that one does not recite a bracha before going to the mikvah, because before coming tahor from certain tumors, one may not say a bracha. However, the Gemara asks why one would not be able to recite a bracha before blowing the shofar from Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara concludes that the statement from the Beis Hamidrash of Rav must have been that the only exception is tevila alone. And point number three, the Gemara asks how we know that one needs to use specifically the light of a candle to do the checking of the chametz. Rav Chisda answers that we learn this out from a chain of similar words. It says the word metziah by chametz in the pasuk shivas yamim sor limatzeh bevatechem, and we find the word metziah in a different pasuk v'yechapes begadol eichel ubekatan kila v'yimatzeh. He searched, he began with the oldest and ended with the youngest, and it was found, which also has in it the word chipus, search. We see that the word metziah was accomplished through a search, and therefore we see from this that we must do a search for chametz. Rav Chisda continues that the word chipus is also found in another pasuk, which discusses a candle. Beis ahi achapes is Yerushalayim b'neros. At that time I will search Yerushalayim with candles. We therefore see that the word chipus is specifically a search done with a candle. So once again, the three points are, point number one, Rav Yudah said, Habodek Sarach Sheyavarach. When doing the search for chametz, one must recite a bracha. Rashi adds, the Gemara later says, that the bracha must be recited before the search. The Gemara brings a machlokes about what the proper words of the bracha should be. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava that one should say, Levayer chametz. And Rav Papa said in the name of Rava that one should say, Albir chametz. The Gemara clarifies that according to both of them, since the bracha is said before the bedika, the word Levayer would be the correct word to use, being that it means to destroy in the future tense. They argue only in regards to the words albiur. Rav Papi holds that it means to destroy in the past tense, and therefore these words cannot be used in the bracha. And Rav Papa holds that albiur also means to destroy in the future tense, and therefore it may be used in the bracha recited before doing the search. The Gemara goes on to discuss how this argument between Rav Papi and Rav Papa about the wording of al would apply to other mitzvahs. Point number two, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Kol mitzvahs mevarach alehen over l'siyasan. We recite the bracha for all mitzvahs before we do them. The Gemara discusses how we know that the words over l'siyasan mean beforehand. In the Beis Midrash of Rav, they said that there are two exceptions to this rule. One doesn't recite a bracha before it goes into a mikveh, and also one does not recite the bracha before the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that one does not recite a bracha before going into the mikveh because before becoming tahor from certain tumas, one may not say a bracha. However, the Gemara asks why one would not be able to recite a bracha before blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara concludes that the statement from the Beis Hamidrash of Rav must have been that the only exception is tevila alone. And point number three, the Gemara asks how we know that one needs to use specifically the light of a candle to do the checking of the chametz. Rav Chisda answers that we learn this out from a chain of similar words. It says the word metziah by chametz in the pasuk shivas yamim sor liyimatze bevatechem. We find the word metziah in a different pasuk yichapes begadol eichel bekatan kila v'yimatze. He searched, he began with the oldest and ended with the youngest, and it was found, which also has in it the word chipus, search. We see that the word metziah was accomplished through a search, and therefore we see from this that we must do a search for chametz. Rav Chisda continues, the word chipus is also found in another pasuk which discusses a candle. Beis ahi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neros. At that time I will search Yerushalayim with candles. We therefore see the word chipus is specifically a search done with a candle. All right, so now we go to the siman for Dav Zayin, and the siman is a clay zayin, a weapon. We use a gun. So here goes. The 21-gun salute that sounded as the rabbi recited the bracha of Albir Chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, who then saw a search team sent out with candles in their hand. Once again, in slow motion. The 21-gun salute, that must mean we're on Daf Zion. The 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of Al Biur Chametz, which reminds us that a bracha must be recited before doing the bedika, and some halachos whether the bracha should be Levayur Chametz or Al Biur Chametz. So the 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of Al Biur Chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, which reminds us, Kol mitzvahs mevarach alein over l'siyasan. We recite the bracha for all mitzvahs before we do them, and that in the base midrash of Rav, they said that there were two exceptions to this rule, before going to the mikveh and before tikiyah shofar. After questioning why one can't recite a bracha before tikiyah shofar, the Gemara concludes that the only exception is before going to the mikveh. So the 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of Al Biur Chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, who then saw search teams sent out with candles in their hand. Which reminds us that we know a candle must be used specifically for the bedikah through psukim that connect the word metziah to chippus, which means to search, and then through a pasuk that connects chippus to a search done with candles. So once again, the 21-gun salute that sounded as soon as the rabbi recited the bracha of Al Biur Chametz startled the man walking towards the mikveh with a shofar in his hand, who then saw a search team sent out with candles in their hand. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.